A quick look at a calendar will tell us that summer is just about a week away, but spring weather is holding on quite strongly across our area. At least today, temperatures are running on the cool side, and it is quite brisk with those gusty breezes blowing out of the northwest. The air remains quite dry in terms of dew point temperatures, so it's not feeling very muggy at all. So all in all, it's a mid-June day, but it feels more like late April or early May across much of the region. We've had a couple of raindrops as well across the North Country, and there's a rather vigorous disturbance that will rotate around an area of low pressure that's located up over Canada. That disturbance will come through tonight and could bring a few showers mainly across the far north. Elsewhere, we'll see partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Some areas of fog are possible tonight, and it will be on the cool side as the winds become lighter, temperatures fall back into the 40s and lower 50s. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll see a breeze, but it will not be quite as blustery, I suppose, as today. Tough to use the word blustery this time of year, but I will. Temperatures tomorrow will be a few degrees milder, running mainly in the 70s across the region, and we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. The quiet weather goes on into Wednesday with bright sunshine, not as breezy, and a bit milder again as temperatures come up into the 70s to near 80s, so we have that high pressure in control through Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we'll be tracking the threat for some showers. There's going to be a frontal system to our south, basically extending from the Mid-Atlantic west to the Great Lakes. And a little wave of low pressure may ride along that front on Thursday, and it could come far enough north to bring us some showers. So the best chance for clouds and showers will be to the south of the capital region on Thursday. Looks to be brighter across the north. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, especially across the far north, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, breezy and a bit warmer, high 68 to 74. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, breezy, and a bit warmer, high 68 to 74. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and a bit warmer, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and a bit warmer, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the 70s to around 80. And on Thursday, brighter north, cloudier, with a chance of showers south, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.